White. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, April 30th, 1905.
My dear son, Edson, I have been sick for about 2 weeks with a second attack of influenza. I have been unable to use my brain, and I could not read the manuscripts I so much desired to read. I have been obliged to keep as quiet as possible. This morning is the first one that I have not coughed a great deal. I have forced myself to eat, but there has been no taste in the food. I feel weak. Nevertheless, if the Lord will, I shall join the party leaving Wednesday morning for the General Conference. Willie has been away from home almost all the time during the past month. I have felt that it would have been a great blessing for him to be at home, so that I might talk with him on important matters which concern our future work. But just at present, the condition of my head will not permit me to talk on these subjects. I spend considerable time knitting, but my mind would be relieved could I write. This I cannot do, for my head aches whenever I try to think. The day before yesterday, I received the sad news that your large barn had burned and that your horses and carriages had burned with it. This will be a heavy loss, and we are sincerely sorry. But in the end, it may prove a blessing in disguise. God's word tells us to faint not when we are chastened, for whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scourgeth every son in whom he delighteth. Hebrews 12, verse 6. The flesh passeth away, and his glory departeth, but the word of the Lord abideth forever. Go straight forward, steadfastly endure the chastening of the Lord. Walk humbly before God, glorifying his name. We must lift and carry the cross if we ever become able to wear the crown. Follow Christ more closely, and let his meekness be revealed in you, as it should be because you are following the one who gave his life for you. Our time to be witnesses for Christ is short. Be quick to discern and correct every mistake that you make. In trial, reveal your faith, laying hold of the infinite. Keep your soul free from murmuring. Look beyond the present. Never despond, never murmur. Ye are my witnesses, saith the one who in your behalf gave himself up to a death of shame. Isaiah 43, verse 10. Now, just now, is your time to show your fellowship with Christ. We must show Christian fortitude, refusing to murmur or complain. Stormy times are before us, but our strength and hope are in God. His grace is sufficient. It is not enough merely to acknowledge Christ. We must follow where he leads the way. His grace is sufficient. He suffered for us, and he has left us an example that we should follow where he has led the way. The present is our time of proving. The experience necessary in order to gain the crown of life will bring us far greater crucifixion of self than we have hitherto thought possible. What is the message that the Apostle Paul bears to every one who names the name of Christ? Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. Hebrews 12, verse 1 to 3. Christ was the Lord of heaven and earth, yet for our sake he became poor, that we through his poverty might be made rich. He was made in the likeness of God, yet he humbled himself and took upon him the form of a servant, that he might save us.
He gave his life for our redemption. Will we accept the sacrifice? The only begotten Son of God was numbered with the transgressors, that human beings might not perish, but have everlasting life. Life eternal will be their inheritance if they will consent to humble their proud hearts and become partakers of his suffering. He patiently endured shame and mockery and derision that he might save every sinful human being who would lay hold of him by living faith. While he hung on the cross, giving his life for our redemption, his murderers mocked him, saying, "He saved others, himself he cannot save." If he be the Christ, let him come down from the cross, and we will believe him. Matthew 27, verse 42. He could have come down from the cross. He could have refused thus to die. But he was suffering that the world through him might be redeemed from Satan's claim and authority. Through his death, all who believe in him may have eternal life. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Isaiah 53, verse 3-5. All this he did that those who follow him, denying self and taking up the cross, might have a seat with him in the kingdom of heaven. If we are dead with Christ, we shall also live with him. If we suffer for his sake, we shall also rejoice with him in his kingdom. But if in our profession of godliness we deny him, refusing to share in his humiliation, he also will deny us when his glory shall be revealed and given to every soul who has exemplified his life and character. Oh, we do not enjoy the strength provided for every Christian because we refuse to be Christ-like. We refuse to follow our divine example in all things. We are not willing to count it all joy to suffer for his sake. Christ endured the contradiction of sinners against himself. Remember what Jesus endured to save us, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. Ye have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin. And ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children. My son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. If ye endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the Father chasteneth not? But if ye be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then are ye bastards and not sons. Hebrews 12, verse 3-8. The Lord does not allow those who are his children to go on frowardly in their own errors, following misconceived opinions. He would have them understand that correction is needful for the salvation of their souls. Let us submit to be chastening of the Lord, and learn the lessons that he would have us learn, becoming meek and lowly under the influence of his correction. The salvation of human beings means much more than many realize. It means that we are to choose God's way rather than our own. The Lord cannot save men while they refuse to humble themselves under the reproofs and warnings that he sends, strenuously asserting their own will and following their own course of action, making it appear that they are in no need of correction. If ye endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the Father chasteneth not? Verse 7. He that findeth his life shall lose it, and he that loseth his life for my sake shall find it. Matthew 10, verse 39. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed with white raiment, and I will not blot out his name from the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. Revelation 2, verse 7, 3, 5. He whom I love will I rebuke and chasten, and in him will I delight, even as a father in his son. Yea, they shall go forth as the son in the kingdom of their father, and shall inherit all things. I have many pages more in mind, but I am called to breakfast. I dare not attend family worship, for in my present condition, it would not be advisable. I hope to meet you soon at the General Conference in Washington.